Fisher told KPCW Tuesday that he's getting some honest feedback from council members.
They're conducting a 360 review, and I've been reviewing that. Boy, I'm far from perfect, and I already knew that, but I've got very honest feedback, and one of the things that I need to work on is being more available to the folks that I work with. I spend a lot of time in meetings and things around the county, just because we have such a big county and we're all over the place, that I need to spend more time with my folks.
So does that mean that you need to delegate to somebody then to go to those meetings?
It could be that. It could be just simply choosing better the things that I do get myself involved in. I've really got to do some self-analysis on that.
On a related topic, Fisher wears another hat as a Brigadier General in the Utah Army National Guard. This week, North Ogden Mayor Brent Taylor, a major in the Guard, announced he's taking a year off because he's deployed to Afghanistan. Fisher said that kind of deployment would not be very typical for him.
You know, back in 2003, I was called out of my civilian job to deploy to Iraq, and I spent 15 months there myself. So that's the last time that I was deployed overseas for something. I've reached a level where my main job in the Utah National Guard is to prepare others and units for deployment. So I am not in a position that is typically deployed. It would have to be something pretty large, large scale, almost a full deployment of the military for me to be involved in something like that. If it did happen, it would largely be something that, and I've always considered this in my county manager positions, is whether I would have to relinquish that position in order to do something like that.
We asked him, though, if the county has a plan B in case something happened.
It would be unfair to Summit County to leave for a significant period of time and not have that position filled. But at the same time, you know, our profession has people that do these kind of jobs for temporary basis too. So that's a possibility, but we would have to discuss that with the council if that time came. But it would be very unusual.
Yeah, and how much notice would you get?
For something very large scale, it probably wouldn't be that much notice. But, the way the deployments have happened for the National Guard over the past 15 years, they've been largely, people know about them about 18 months in advance.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.